Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zchus for their children.
Chagiga Daf Chof. The Gemara, starting on Yud Tesimah Beis, says that from our Mishnah you see that Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKoidesh Ki Koidesh Domu. Rashi explains that Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKoidesh means a person who is Ragi Lechel Kodshim, he's accustomed to eating kachim, and therefore is mekabel on himself that all the chulin that he eats should be kept to the standard of kachim. That way he knows that his family will be careful with the kachim that they eat, and they'll also know the dinim. Now how do you see from our Mishnah that chulin shenasu al taras ha-kodesh has a din of kodesh? The Gemara says, midaloika tani bahu maila. In the Mishnah we learned about various mailas. We said that the beged of an Am Haaretz is medris leprushim, the beged of a person who's not shomer himself betahara. So that beged has a din of a medris, which is the level of tumah that is imparted to a beged or anything that's miyuchid for shechiva or yeshiva when a zav or a nida sits on it. And since the parush is more careful, he's a person who eats his chulin betahara, he has to be choishish that the Am Haaretz doesn't properly watch his beged, and he has to say, well, perhaps that person's wife, who was a nida, sat on this beged. Therefore, if, let's say, a parush touches the beged of an Am Haaretz, he would have to be toivel himself, because a medris is an avatoma, it's mitame a person, and he has to consider himself a regional tumah until he goes to the mikveh. So that was the first maila. The second maila, the Mishnah said, was bigdei prushin medris loichle truma. Those people that are shomer themselves, the oichal the chulin b'tahara, still do not live up to the standards of oichle truma. And therefore their shmira, as far as the oichle truma is concerned, is not a good shmira, and the oichle truma has to be choshish that perhaps the parish's wife sat on this beged while she was anida, and therefore he has to assume that he is tummy if he touches this beged. The big day oichle truma is medris lekoidish. People who are noyik to eat koidish, they have even a higher standard. And the last mile is that big day koidish are medris lechatos. The highest level of shmira goes to those that are oisik in the mechatos and the efer chatos, which is the efer of the parah aduma, and it's used to be mitar people from tumas meis. So our Gemara is saying that from this mishnah you could see that somebody who eats his chulin, he keeps it to the standard of Kodesh, is exactly like a person who's Oichel Kodesh Mamish. Now, what exactly is the diak that the Gemara is making for the Mishnah? That is a machloikis. Rashi over here understands that if Chulin, Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh, was not Kikodesh, then the Mishnah should have included an extra step. What is that extra step? Says Rashi, we should have said that Bigdei Prushim, Ho'oichlin Chuleihem Betaras Chulin, the Begodim of Prushim, of people who eat their Chulin, Betaras Chulin, is Medris Lo'oichle Chuleihem Betaras HaKodesh. Meaning, why didn't the Mishnah say an extra step? Instead of going from Bigdei Prushim, Medris Lo'oichle Truma, it should have added the fact that a person who's Oichel Chulin Betara, that person's begodim are medris for a person who eats his chulin betaras kodesh. The only reason why we wouldn't include this extra step is if we believe that a person who's oichel chulav betaras kodesh is the exact same thing as an oichel kodesh. If he's on the level of an oichel kodesh, then it already put an oichel kodesh into the milus. It says bigdei oichel truma medris lekodesh, which means that the begodim of a person who eats truma can't be trusted by a person who eats kodesh. Since chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is kikodesh, so he's included in that step. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara's Hechacha. However, Tosfos later in Daf Chaf Aleph Mabez, Dibur Maschil Achroinos, explains that the Gemara's Hechacha is really from the fact that it didn't say in the Mishnah that the begodim of a person who's oichel chula betaras hakodesh is a medris loichle kodesh. Just like the begodim of a prushim is medris for people who actually eat truma, so too, the begodim of people who are oichel chuleihen betaras hakodesh is a medris loichel kodesh. The answer, the reason why we don't say that, is because it's on the same exact level. So we can't say that the begodim of a person who's oichel chuleihen betaras kodesh is medris loichel kodesh. Now the Marsha says that Tosis's pshat would seem to be much simpler than Rashi's pshat. Because the maila that Rashi says that we should have said, had oichel chuleihen betaras kodesh not be considered kikodesh, is that bigdei prushin ha'oichlin chuleihen betaras chulin medris lo'oichli chuleihen betaras ha'kodesh. Says the Marsha, we don't find the concept of oichel chuleihen betaras chulin mentioned at all in the Mishnah. So Bishlam, according to Tosfos, since the Mishnah does mention things that are considered medris lo'ochle kodesh, if indeed somebody who eats his chulin b'taras kodesh, his begodim are medris lo'ochle kodesh, then it should have included that in the Mishnah. Instead of saying a smaller chiddush, that big day ochle truma are medris l'kodesh, people are ochle truma are watching their food and their begodim from less, because they're only nizer and taras truma, we should have said the greater chiddush that even big day so we see exactly where it should have fit into the Mishnah. However, according to Rashi's Pshat, he says, who mentioned Oichel Chulen Betaris Chulen in the Mishnah? Now, it would seem that Rashi understands that Oichel Chulen Betaris Chulen is the translation of the word Prushim in the Mishnah. So you can't ask on Rashi, Mandakar Shmei, who mentioned Oichel Chulin Betaris Chulin, because we mentioned it when we said Prushim. As far as why Rashi doesn't want to learn like Tosfos, says the Siach Yitzchak, there's a very simple reason. The Lashon of the Gemara is, Midaloi Katani Behu Maila. Now, Tosfos' suggestion is that the Mishnah should have said that somebody who eats his chulin b'taras ha-kodesh, his begodim are medris lo'ichle kodesh. Now, that is not a maila about somebody who eats his chulin b'taras ha-kodesh. On the contrary, it's a griusa, it's a chsaren. The lashon of the Gemara is midaloi katani b'hu maila. According to Rashi's pshat, the thing that's lacking the Mishnah is a maila. Because if the begodim of somebody who eats his chulin b'taras chulin is a medris for this person who eats his chulin b'taras ha-kodesh, that's a maila about somebody who eats his chulin al taras ha-kodesh. Now the Gemara responds to the taina of midaloi katani b'hu maila by saying, v'dilma haidaloi katani b'hu maila. The reason why it doesn't add an extra step in the Mishnah is because memonifshach. If chulin shenas al taras ha-kodesh is damu l'truma atani truma, it's included in truma. V'damu l'chulin atani l'chulin. Meaning that even if we say that chulin shenas al taras ha-kodesh is not kekodesh, it would have to fit into one of these other two categories. As the Gemara brings down a brisa. There's a brisa that says chulin shenas al taras ha-kodesh harein kechulin, and Rabbi Lazar Reb Tzadikayim harein ketruma. Since it fits into either the category of chulin or truma, it's automatically included in the milas that are already listed in the Mishnah. Now, we have to understand the svaras behind the shittas over here as to whether chulin shenasu al taras ha-kodesh are kechulin or ketruma. The Mandi Yamaru says that chulin shenasu al taras ha-kodesh is kechulin. We can understand, like Rashi says, Deloy mahani buhu, my de amar hai gavra, de butla daitai. Chazal weren't misakin this special category called chulin shenasu al taras ha-kodesh. The fact that the chulin of a person can get special dinim is not the invention of the person himself, even if the person decides to treat it a certain way, but it halachically can't get that category unless Chazal were misakin it. By Truma, Chazal were misakin the idea of chulin shenasu al taras ha-truma, since Truma is very shchiach. Because it's important to understand, as the Mikdash David points out in Perek Mem, that chulin shenasu al taras ha-kodesh really involves two parts. It involves a certain hanhaga, a special behavior, on the part of the person. The person chooses to treat his things with the chomer of kodesh. That is, as far as the person's concerned. But aside for the person's hanhaga, the cheftza, when a person treats it a certain way, gets certain dinim. Now, chulin shenasu al taras ha-truma gets dine truma, which means that it could become a shlishi l'tumah just like truma. Regular chulin can only become a sheni l'tumah. And therefore, we can understand, like the Meiri says in Chulin, Daf Lamed Gimel, that since Taras HaTruma is much more matzui, it's much more common than Kodesh, so Chazal introduced that category. You could give a din to the Cheftza of Taras HaTruma, even though all it is Chulin. Masha'en Kain Kodesh, they never made the possibility of a person turning Chulin into Kodesh. So that would explain the Mandi Yomar that says that Chulin Shenasu al Taras HaKodesh is Kechulin Dami. It's Batla Daite, like Rashi says, because Chazal never introduced such a din. However, the Sheet of Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik, who says that Chulin Shenasu al Taras HaKodesh is Ketruma, is Tzarech Bir. We have to understand that. Because Mimonifshach, if he holds that it's Batla Daitai, and Chazal never introduced the category of treating something like Kodesh, then it should be like Chulin, like the other Mandiyamar. And if he holds that there is a concept of treating something like Kodesh, why doesn't it get the Chomer of Kodesh? So the Mikdash David, in the same Perek, later on in Ois Beis, asks the following Chakira in how to understand the Mandiyamar who says that Chulin Shenasu al Taras HaKodesh is Ketruma. One way he explains is that Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik agrees that it's but l'daita, that Chazal didn't introduce a category of treating something like Kodesh. However, anybody who treats his oichel like Kodesh is no worse off than a person who treats it like Truma. Because after all, Kodesh has to hold to a higher standard than Truma. So Bechlau Masayim Mane, included in the person's Anhaga, his treating this Chulin like Kodesh, is the fact that he is a person who's being Shomer it B'Taras HaTruma. And Chazal did include a category of Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaTruma. So according to this tzad, the reason why Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh is Ketruma, according to Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik, is because of the old din of Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaTruma. Every Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh is really also Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaTruma, and that fits into the old category of Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaTruma, that it gets a din of Truma. That is tzad number one. Tzad number two is that Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik does not agree at all with the Tanakhama. It's not as if he holds that it's butla daite and that it's impossible to be meichel dine kodesh based on the fact that the person is treating his chulin like kodesh. There is a concept of chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. It's just the Chazal, when they were mesakin that din of chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, that it's possible for a person to treat his chulin like kodesh, they limited it only to a darga of shlishi lekodesh and not a revi. It cannot become to the level of a revi because that's a special halacha in real kodesh. But legabi all other dinim, it would have a din of kodesh, not of truma. So when it says that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is ketruma, according to Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik, it's a new halacha. It's halacha of chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. It's not called ketruma because it's like chulin shenasu al taras hatruma. It's because chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh gets a din of kodesh. There's one limitation, and that is that it doesn't become a revi b'kodesh. That limitation, the Mikdash David does not explain why it's true. Why did Chazal not choose, according to Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik, to treat chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh like Kodesh completely, but we can definitely prove that there is such a tzad, that the Hezber and Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik is not because it's a din of Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaTruma, because Bechlau Masai Mane, like his first tzad. Rather, it's because Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh. One very simple nafgamina, just to illustrate the two tzadim, is we know that there's a halacha in Kodesh, the Gemara in Chulin, the Flamed Vav discusses it, the Gemara in Zvachim, other places, that Kodshim does not need Hechsher L'Kabal Tumma. Usually, Oichel, Zegzer Sakosiv, that Oichel needs Hechsher. You need to have water or one of the Shiva Mashkim go on the Oichel before it can be M'Kabal Tumma. Kodshim, however, is an exception to that rule. There's a din called Chibas HaKodesh Machshartan. Chibas HaKodesh is Machshir Kodshim to be M'Kabal Tumma without any water or any of the Shiva Mashkim going on it. What's the halacha with Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh according to Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik? If you understand that the din of Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh, its din is Ketruma, is really because this is Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaTruma, then really it's but l'daita, it's impossible to create Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh. It's just that Bechlau Masayim Mane, it's considered like Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaTruma, then of course it would need Hechsher. You cannot say Chibas HaKodesh Machshartem because it doesn't have a din of Kodesh. However, if you understand that really it's a Kodshim Dika Halacha, it's a din that Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh, a person does have the ability to treat it like Kodesh. There's a special limitation that it's Ketruma, it doesn't go to the Darga of Revi b'kodesh, then it's quite possible that it wouldn't need hechsher. It's like regular kodesh. The Chazanish in Tful Yoyim in Simon Beis, Sif Katan Beis, seems to assume that Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh, Al Libid Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik, has no dine kodeshim. It's only like Truma. How can we prove that there is a Shita in the Rishonim that assumes that Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh, Al Libid Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik, is a kodeshim type of halacha? It's not machmas the din of Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaTruma. Rather, the din of Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh does exist. It just doesn't have the same chomer as kodesh. So this we can prove from Tosfos in our sugya. Tosfos Dibur Matzah Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik. Because Tosfos asks the following question. He says, Hiksha Rav Rabbeinu Achanan, the Gemara says over there in Nida that Barishaina Hayo Aimrim, Yosheves Al Dam Tahar. Originally, they used to say that a woman who's Yosheves Al Dam Tahar, which means that she's a Yeledes, but after her initial Tumma of Yeledes, for a Zachar, it's 7 days, for an Akeva, it's 14 days. After that point, there's a period of time, for a Zachar, it's 33 days, for an Akeva, it's a period of 66 days, that she's Yosheves Al Dam Tahar. Any Dam that she sees is Tahar. Her status then is one of a Tfulas Yoim Aruch, which means that she is a Sheni Lutumma. And originally they used to say that such a woman could be Mara Mayim le Pesach. She could pour the water for the Karban Pesach. But the Gemara is medayik mara in negeya loy. She's not allowed to be negas in that water. Why is she not allowed to touch the water? The Gemara says alma chulin shenas al taras hakodesh ke kodesh damu. Obviously, you see that this woman who's a sheni latum, she's a tefillas yoyim, is capable of being metama the water, and that could only be true, says the Gemara, if you hold that chulin shenas al taras hakodesh has a din of kodesh, because if it has a din of chulin, then it wouldn't become tame. A sheni that touches chulin does nothing to that chulin. So if the water is chulin, then there's no problem with the isha touching it. So asks Tosfos Uminole, how does the Gemara see from there that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is kekodesh? Dilma dahavu ketruma. Maybe the status is like Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzaddik, it's ketruma. You don't see that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is kekodesh. Rather, you see that it's ketruma because a tefillas yoyim is pasul truma. This is Tosfos' kasha on the Gemara in Nida. Says the Mikdash David, I can answer Tosfos' question. Because he explains as follows. He says in the Gemara in Chulin, it's Mavur, and the Flamed Dalid, that the whole din of Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaTruma, the special halacha that Chulin that Nasu Al Taras HaTruma becomes Ketruma, is only true by something that is possible to become Truma. If the Min could become Truma, then there's a halacha of Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaTruma. But if it's something that could never become Truma, then it will never get the status of Truma, Al Yedei the din of Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaTruma. And therefore, says the Mikdash David, the Gemara has a very good raya that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is kekodesh damu. Because if you would say that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is only ketruma, and you learn that the hesber, why it becomes ketruma, is like the first tzad that we mentioned earlier. Namely, that when a person is noyeg with chulin al taras hakodesh, he's really butla daitai. There's no reason for it to become kekodesh. The reason why it becomes ketruma lefir b'lazer Reb Tzaddik is because of the old din of chulin shenasu al taras hatruma, not because of a kachim type of din, but only because the din that a person is shomer his chulin al taras hatruma, it becomes ketruma and b'chlal masayim mana. So the reason why chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is ketruma is like the halacha of chulin shenasu al taras hatruma says. The Mikdash David, well, if that's the case, then water could never become ketruma, because water can never be truma. And therefore, like we said, the din of chulin shenasu al taras hatruma is never said by water or things that cannot become truma. So from the fact that this woman, who's a tefillas yoyim aruch, is not allowed to touch the water, you have a raya to one thing. You have a raya that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh kekodesh damu, because chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh ketruma damu wouldn't help you, because it wouldn't be able to be ketruma. That is a Mikdash David's teretz to Tzitzis Kasha. But understandably, his teretz is only predicated on the fact that he understands that the din of Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzaddik, that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is ketruma, is based on the din of chulin shenasu al taras hatruma. Like we said, b'chlam asayim mana. But if you learn that it's a special kachim dika din, the din of chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh ketruma is really the din of chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh kekodesh. It's just the chazal didn't see fit to make it into a revi. The level of tuma that it could get to is not a revi. But legabi, everything else is kekodesh, and like we said in Afgamina, that you wouldn't need heksher because chivas hakodesh mechashartan. Then it doesn't have to be something like peiris, like mavur in the sugya and chulin in the sugya over here. You do not need to have things that are shayach to become kachim like you do by truma, besides the fact that the mashka beis mevachaya is mashkin that are used in the beis hamikdash and has a din of kodesh. Essentially, anything could really get the din of kodesh. So this is a teretz that the Mikdash David gives to Tosfos Kasha, but you see from the fact that Tosfos doesn't accept this teretz, that Tosfos doesn't agree to the Mikdash David. Why not? We could say very simply, because Tosfos understands that the din of Reb Lezer Reb Tzaddik, that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh ketruma, is not because of the old din, that chulin shenasu al taras hatruma is ketruma. It's because of a kachim dika din, and therefore Tosfos asks that the Gemara could just as easily have said that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is ketruma and not have to bring a raya that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is kekodesh. So we're basically left with two hesberim. According to the Mikdash David, the reason why chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is ketruma, according to Reb Elazar Reb Tzaddik, is because b'chlal masayim mana, it is really chulin shenasu al taras hatruma. There is no such thing, according to this Mandiyamer, of chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. It's impossible for a person to turn chulin into kodesh. The reason why it's ketruma is because it's legara from chulin shenasal tarsa truma. Masha'en ken, according to Tosfos, it does seem to be not because of the din of chulin shenasal tarsa truma, rather because it's chulin shenasal tarsa kodesh. It's just that this man d'yamra holds that Chazal weren't misakin that it should be able to become as tamei as kodesh, a revi b'kodesh. That's something that we made only as a possibility for kodesh mamish, but chulin shenasal tarsa kodesh, we didn't give it that level. Now, according to the Mikdash David, who understands that it's because of the old din of Chulin Shenasa Al Tarsa Truma, what's the Hezber in the Mandi Yomar who says that Chulin Shenasa Al Tarsa Kodesh is Kechulin? It's clear that that Mandi Yomar does not hold that we say that it's like Gara from Chulin Shenasa Al Tarsa Truma. And why not? Similarly, we could ask on Tosfos's Pshat, why isn't Tosfos happy with explaining like the Mikdash David? What Elazar Reb Tzadik says is that it's Ketruma. So why can't the Mikdash David be right? How does Tosfos know that when he says it's Ketruma, it's more than just the halacha of Chulin Shenasa Al Tarsa Truma? And the answer would seem to be very simple. And this is a very important yesod in understanding what Chulin Shenasa Al Tarsa Truma or Chulin Shenasa Al Tarsa Kodesh is. Because there is a big chiddush that lies beneath the hesber that the Mikdash David is saying. He's learning that Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik holds that since the person was nizhar, he was mishamer his kodesh from everything that's metame kodesh. Kal v'chomer, he's being mishamer it from anything that's metame truma. Memela, he says, b'chlam masayim mana, it automatically becomes the level of truma. Now that means that the Mikdash David understand, or at least is attributing to Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik, that the reason why chulin shenasu al taris hakodesh or Chulin Shenasa Al Tarsa Truma get their respective dinim is a direct result from the level of shmira the person chooses to use with this particular thing. So if the person chooses to give it the level of shmira of Kodesh, the man d'yamar Chulin Shenasa Al Tarsa Kodesh ki Kodesh damu holds that that shmira generates the din. And therefore if a person was shomer it from things that are metame truma, even if there's no halacha that chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh gets the din of kodesh, but it automatically gets the din of truma because the person was shomer it from things that are metame truma. It's quite probable that the man d'yamar who holds that chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh is kechulin damu holds that the reason why regular chulin shenasa al taras truma gets the din of truma is not because the person was shomer it to that level. It's a special din that the person bechavana could be mechel on his food, meaning that Chazal empowered the person to give dinei truma to his peiros. According to the Mikdash David, who gives the din truma to the person's peiros? Chazal do. Why do Chazal give dinei truma to his peiros? Because the person was shomeret b'taris truma. But if you understand that the one that gives the dinei truma is the person himself, and it's just that Chazal empowered him to give those dinim, in the event that the person's intention was to give it dinei kodesh, and he wasn't successful because but l'daitai, who says that he gave it dinei truma? You're right that he was shomeret to that level, but who says that makes a difference? The Mikdash David is introducing that side lefi Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik. However, the Man D'Yamar who holds that chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh is kechulin obviously holds that the fact that he was shomeret to that level makes no difference. And the hesber we're saying is because he's the one who's mechel the dinim, and since he didn't have in mind to be mechel dinei truma on these payers, he only had the kavana to be mechel dinei kodesh, and it's but l'daitai, therefore it's chulin entirely. And this could be the reason why Tosfos rejects the hesber of the Mikdash David as well. Because Tosfos understands that even Bedasar Belezer Reb Tzadik, it's not possible for it to be considered truma based on the fact that it was shomer to that level, because Tosfos perhaps holds that the whole din of chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh is the doing of the person himself and not something that happens as a result of him being shomer it to a certain level. Therefore, Tosfos understood that it must have been that Chazal empowered him to give a din kodesh, and it just happens to be that they didn't give it full din kodesh like the din of reviva kodesh. The Gemara brings down three memras that all have to do with the inyan of Hesach Hadas. The first memra is Reb Yonis ben Elazar, who says, Nafla ma'afartai heimenu, if the person's sudr fell off of his head, Amar lechaveroi tenali, and he told his friend, give it to me, v'nosaloi temeya. So seemingly that is because of the din called Hesach Hadas. Rashi explains that since the person who picked it up for his friend knows that his friend doesn't know if he's tummy or not, so he, in turn, had no intention of watching it because he sees that his friend doesn't care if it's tamei or tahor. Since he's not watching it, so there's hesach hadas because there's no shmira during that time. The second memra was that of Yonison ben Amram, who said, Nischalfu le kelim shel Shabbos be kelim shel choyl, v'lav shan nitmu. he was wearing his Big Day Shabbos, thinking they were Big Day Choyl, they become Tomei beHesach Hadas. At this point, the Gemara thinks that that's an inyan of Hesach Hadas, because anytime you watch item A thinking that it's item B, that's called Hesach Hadas. And the third case is Reb Elazar Bar Tzadik, who says the story of the two Nashim whose Begadim got switched in the Beis HaMerchatz, and as a result, the Reb Akiva was metame the begodim. This also seemingly is because of the story that we just said, that when a person watches item A, thinking it's item B, there is Hesach Hadas. And the Gemara is surprised about that. The person sticks his hand into a basket to take out some bread that's made out of wheat, and instead he gets a different item. So all of a sudden should become tame. And the Gemara brings a brisa that shows that such a thing is not true, because the brisa says, so it's mavur that if you watch item A thinking that it's item B, since you are watching it, it does not become tame midin hezchadas. Furthermore, the Gemara brings another riot, and that is from a brisa that brings down a story. Beisha achas shebas lefnei Rabbi Shmuel va'amr loy Rabbi beged ze aragtiv b'tahara. I was oirig the beged, I wove it b'tahara v'lehaya b'libi l'shomer b'tahara. And I was not shomer b'tahara. When we toich b'dikas shahayir b'shmol b'itka amr loy Rabbi nida mashchi imi b'chevel, she was megala that actually there was tuma. And Rabbi Shmuel says, "Kama gedolim devar chacham shayu oimrim b'libay l'shaimrei tahar, ein b'libay l'shaimrei tamei." Says Rabbi Kiveger, "What exactly is the raya from this brisa? How do you see in this brisa?" He says, "Lezachisi lohaven pshata pashat lefarish birchas hashas." I don't understand the pashat pshat. How to understand the Gemara's question? The heicha nizka remez mahani shimer biyad chaveiroi. Where is there a remez in this brisa to this discussion that we were having earlier? This doesn't prove anything. There still could be a yisoid that if you're watching item A thinking that it's item B, that it's called Hesach Hadas. What does this brisa show? So the simplest way of understanding what the Gemara Zeichacha from the brisa is, that the Lashon Rabbi Shmuel uses is Kamak Delam Divir Chachamim Shayu Oimrim Beliboy L'Shomrei Tahar Ein Beliboy L'Shomrei Tamei, which is mashma that as long as the person has Beliboy L'Shomrei, it makes no difference what he thinks it is. The only thing that would make it Tamei is if it's Ein Beliboy L'Shomrei. However, the Chazin Ish in Tyrus Simen Yud Ois Yud gives a very interesting pshat to explain what the Gemara's kasha is from the brisa. And his pshat opens us up into one of the fundamental questions that is negeh the whole sugya of Hesach Hadas. And before we mention his understanding of the sugya, we will give a hakdama. There is a sugya in Psachim Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, which discusses the din of Hesach Hadas by real kachim, not by chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, rather by real kachim or real truma, where there's a din of Hesach Hadas. That din of Hesach Hadas, Rashi explains over there, is learnt out from the pasuk of Mishmeres Trumoisai, that you have to do shimur. You shouldn't be mesiach das from the truma or the kachim. If you're Mesir Das, it becomes Pasul. There's a machlokes over there between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, what the gather of the Psul Hesach Hadas is. Rabbi Yochanan says it's a Psul Tumah. The reason why the Truma or the Kachah becomes Pasul is because we assume that Tumah took place, that something Tumah touched it. Rish Lakish, on the other hand, says that it's a Psul Aguf. It's its own Shem. And the Gemara explains that the nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish would be if Eliyahu Navi would come and tell us that no Tumah touched this thing, would it still be Pasul? According to Rabbi Yochanan, since the whole Psul is only because of the Chshash, the Suffolk, that maybe something Tumah touched it, so if Eliyahu Navi would be Megalatos, that no Tumah touched it, then of course it would be Tahar, Masha'en Kain. According to Rish Lakish, the psul has got nothing to do with tumah. There's a special din mishmeres trumaisai, and if you fail to be mekayim that din, it becomes pasul. It's the Hesach Hadas itself which pasuls it, not the tumah that was nigram al yidei the Hesach Hadas. And so the same shaila is really asked in our sugya, which is talking about chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, or the begadim of the people that want to hold themselves to a certain standard. Is the reason why they become pasul b'hesach hadas, they become unfit to be used for kodesh, is that because of the chshash tumah, or is it because of a special maila, similar to the way that Rish Lakish explains real truma? There's a din to watch it and to be fully cognizant of it at all times, and if you are mesir das from it, already becomes pasul, but not necessarily because we're choshesh that it's tameh. Now, what exactly is the reason that the Gemara entertains a tzad that if somebody watches item A thinking that it's item B, that it's no longer fit to be used for Kodesh or Truma, etc.? After all, the person was watching this item the entire time. So the only way to explain why it should nevertheless be unfit for use with Kodshim is to understand that there's a new Yisoid called Hesach Hadas, like we were just explaining. If the din of Hesach Hadas is that it generates a chash that the thing became tummy, over here there's no chash the thing became tummy because the guy was watching it the whole time. However, if it's its own psul, there's a din called Hesach Hadas, which is a product of the din of Mishmeres Trumoisai, and says that kol zman you weren't fully mekayim, the din of being aware of the truma, or in our case, chulin shenas altar as a truma, it automatically becomes puzzle, then we can understand that there are various levels of Hesach Hadas. And the Gemara is claiming that the level to which you have to be watching a truma is with the full awareness of what that truma is. The moment you think that it's something else, so you're mesiach das from the actual truma. So that means in order to say what the Gemara was saying until now, the Gemara has to be assuming that the din has chadas. By chulin shenas altar, so truma is not because of chash tuma, rather because of the psulaguf. Memela, says the Chazon Ish, we can answer Kveger's kasha. The Braisa that says that there was an Isha that came in front of Rabbi Shmuel and told him that I was Oirig this Beged Betara, but I wasn't Shomer at Betara. And it says that Rabbi Shmuel, through the Bedikas, that it was Beidiker, he discovered that there was actually Tumah that took place. And Rabbi Shmuel was so impressed with the foresight of the Chachamim. Kamak Doilum Divir Chachamim, Shaya Oimrim Belibi L'Shomer Tar, Ein Belibi L'Shomer Tomei. Now, why is it that Rabbi Shmuel found at this point that it was Gedoilum Divir Chachamim? So says the Chazon Ish, if the geder of the din Hesach Hadas is a new psul, it's the Hesach Hadas itself which generates the psul, not the chash tuma, then how is it that he sees that it's gdoyim devir chachamim? Bishlama, if you say that the hesber in the din Hesach Hadas is that we actually believe that once a person's mesiach das, that could lead to tuma, and every time there's Hesach Hadas, it's a suffic tuma, then it makes sense that Rabbi Shmuel was so nispoiled from the godless of the chachamim that they had the foresight to realize that if you're mesiach das, that could lead to tuma, and you see this woman actually did lead to tuma. But if it's its own psul, regardless of whether there's tuma or not, then how does he see that it's gedolim devir chachamim? And therefore, says the Chazon Ish, once you see from the Braisa that the Geder is Achshash Tuma, then it doesn't make sense to say that if you're watching item A, thinking that it's item B, that the thing should be Tumay. Why should it be Pasal Bechlal? The person was watching it the whole time, so we know that it didn't become Tumay. Why do we care that he thought that it was a different item? This Shaila actually plays itself out in other places in our Sugya as well. The Gemara, as we mentioned, says Neschafale Kalim Shal Shabbos, Bekalim Shal Chol, Velovshan Nitmu. One of the three memories that involve Hesach Hadas is when a person thought that his Big Day Shabbos was really Big Day Chol, they become Tame. According to the Gemara's Maskana, the reason that is true is because Kalim de Shabbos Avid Lehu Shimur Tfei, and therefore it's Masach Daite Minayu. It's not because a person who watches item A thinking that it's item B, that's called Hesach Hadas. Lo'olam, as long as you watch item A to the same extent that you always do, even if you thought it was item B, the shimur is a good shimur. The problem over here is that usually the person watches item A, meaning his Big Day Shabbos, with a higher level of shimur. Since he thought it was item B, he used a lower level of shimur. That, says the Gemara, is called Hesach Hadas, and it therefore becomes Tamei. Now Rabbi Yosef Engel asks in the Gilyoni Ashas, why should this be true? It may be true that the person usually watches his Big Day Shabbos with a higher level of Shemirah. But who cares? The level to which he watches his Big Day Chol is acceptable. You see that Legabe the Big Day Chol is considered a Shemur. So why do I care that he didn't watch it the way he generally watches his Big Day Shabbos? So Rabbi Yosef Engel answers, based on a Yisoid, which is found in Tosfos later on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, at the bottom of Dibur Maschil Ha'oinin. Tosfos is discussing a sakin that you found, and there's a discussion as to whether it's Tamei or not. And Tosfos says, why doesn't it become Pasul Behesach Hadas? Meaning regardless of whether the sakin actually was Nitbar or not, one thing is for sure, the person was Mesiach Das from it. And Tosfos answers as follows: V'tir tzarit lo shayches ladas lifsel rak dumi dehasam shaya b'yaday v'asach daitehimena. The only time that we find the psul of hesachadas is like in our sugya, where the person was holding it, and yet he was misiach das from it. Avel heicha she'im b'yaday. If the thing is not b'yaday at all, gan she'avad, the sakin got lost. Lo shayechasam hesachadas lifsel. There doesn't exist the concept of Hesach Hadas, Kolzman, it's not in the person's hands. And Rabbi Yosef Engel builds the aside from this. He says, you see that Hesach Hadas is a subjective thing. It all depends on what the derech is for that cheftza. Something that's not in the person's hands, since it's not the derech for the person to watch it because he doesn't have it, it cannot become nifsel b'Hesach Hadas. Masha'enkein, something that's in the person's hands, then he's expected to watch it the way that it's the derech for him to watch it. Therefore, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, if a person by Big Day Shabbos is accustomed to watching it a greater Shmira, and he thinks that it's Big Day Choyl, so he watches it a lower Shmira, that's called Hesach Hadas. Because you see from Taiz over there that Hesach Hadas is any time that the person does not watch the thing, kederech, that he is ragel to watch it. Now, of course, his understanding makes absolutely no sense if the idea of Hesach Hadas is, like we said, achshash tumah. Because who cares whether he watches it the way he ordinarily watches it or he doesn't? If he watches it to the level that would get rid of the possibility of tumah, then that should be enough. Obviously, you see that he's understanding that Hesach Hadas is its own psul. And then the way to measure whether he was Mesiach Das or not is to discuss the object and decide whether it's the derech normally to watch it this way or not. However, the Tosfos Rid understands the din of Neschafu Lekelem Shel Shabbos BeKelem Shel Chol differently. He understands it to be a practical thing, because he says that if a person realizes that he's wearing the Big Day Shabbos, and that up until this point he was treating them like Divrei Chol, he's going to be upset, since he didn't watch them like he usually does, he didn't watch them properly, and as a result, he's not going to continue to watch them, even on the level of Big Day Chol. The Gemara's maskana as far as the shita of Rabbi Yonatan ben Elazar, who said that if his mafartai fell from him and he asks his friend to give it to him, then it's tmei because it's biyad chaveiroi. So we explained already that the friend is not going to watch it because he thinks that the fact that his friend asked him to give it to him, not knowing whether he's tamei or tahar, means that he has no reason to watch it and make sure it doesn't become tamei. But the Gemara says, why can't the original bailim watch it while it's in his friend's hand? And that the Gemara answers, because chazaka ein ad meshamer ma shebiyad chaveiroi. A person does not watch that which is in his friend's hand. Now, there's a very interesting minchas chinuch, a mitzvah yud, by the inyan of matzah. We all know there's a halacha that matzah has to be made lishma. And minchas chinuch says that it does not help to have, let's say, a guy doing the lisha or the afia, the acts that create the matzahs, and have a Yisrael who's oimid and watching it. And his reason is based on our Gemara. He says, because we see in our Gemara, ein adam shamer masha biyad chaveiroi, so he's understanding that it's impossible to watch that which is in your friend's hands. And therefore, if you have to make a din of lishma on the matzah, it's not going to help you, because lishma requires that you're shomerit l'shem matzah. The Meiri over here actually brings the same thing, b'shem k'tzas b'farshim, but he argues in them. He says that it's okay for somebody to watch what's biyad chaveiroi. And the reason, he says, is because the din of shimur that you need legabe matzah and the din of shimur that you need in our sugya are two entirely different dinim. The halacha, according to the opinion of the Meiri, of shimur that you need by matzah is only the shimur to make sure that it does not become chametz. So even Hesach Hadas doesn't really passel. The same svara appears in the Marash Dam and Chil Beisim and Gimel. He brings the Mechas Chinuch, and he's doiche Mechas Chinuch, because he says that by matzah the shimur is only to make sure that it doesn't become chametz, and as long as you have a way of ensuring that it doesn't become chametz, it could even be in somebody else's hands, that is Mekayim, the din of shimur. So it comes out that we have a machloikis, whether the svara of our Gemara of Ein Adam Mishamer Mashabad Chaver is applicable to matzah as well. And the side of Machloikis is, how do you view the din of Lishma that you need by matzah? Is the din of Lishma to watch it to make sure that it doesn't become chametz? Or is there a positive halacha of Shimur Lishma that you need to have? Now, on the tzad that it is doima to our Gemara, we find another question. It's brought down in Rekoy Kodesh from Pesh Pesach Frank and Pesach Chelik Beis Simon Gimel, and that is the question whether you could use machine matzahs. So he's medayik from the fact that our Gemara says ein adam mishamer masha biyad chaveroi. It doesn't say ein adam mishamer masha ena biyadoi. Mashba, that you don't have to have it in your hands, as long as it's not in somebody else's hands, you could still be mishamer et lishma. And that means it's not in the hands of a bal bechira. So a machine is not a bal bechira. And that's why he says it would be possible to use machine and still be able to mekayim the din of lishma. The Mishnah lists various dinim in which we see that kodesh is more chomer than truma. One of these dinim is hakli mitzarif masha besoiche lekodesh avaloi letruma. Which means that if you have a lot of oichel in one kli, and the tameh came and touched some of your oichel, but not all the oichel, the kli is mitzarif all of the oichel together to make it as if it's one, and therefore the entire thing becomes tameh. Now, although most of the dinim that are mentioned in the Mishnah are dinim derabbanan, are milas that Chazal made legabe kodesh, this din of tzir of kli is machloikis in the Gemara in Psachim daf yotesamid aleph as to whether it's a din derabbanan or a din dairaisa. One man diyamar of Chanin learns in that Gemara that tzir of is dairaisa shenemar kaf achas asor zov mleya ketoiris. The word achas tells me kosev osa kol masha bekaf achas. Now there are several machloikim that we find concerning the din of tzir of kli. And analyzing these machloiksim will help us in understanding the geder of tzir of kli, as we will explain. Number one, we find the machloikis rishonim, if tzir of kli is a rule that only is capable of governing dinei tuma, meaning that because everything is mitzurif in the kli, so if you touch part of it, the entire thing becomes tame, or is it also halacha in hechsher, meaning if you have many particles of a certain oichel, and one of the Shiva Mashkim goes on part of the group, would it be machsher the entire group to become Tameh? This is a machloikis in Chulin Daf Lamed Vav Med Aleph, and it's a machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. Over there what's being discussed is a Tzrid Shel Menachis, which is a bunch of particles of the Kemach of the Mincha. And according to Rashi, Shemen only touched part of that Mincha, but it didn't touch the entire Mincha. And Rashi understands, based on the Gemara over there, that even though the Shema did not touch the entire Mincha, nevertheless the entire Mincha is still Huchshar L'Kabal Tumah, because of the principle of Chibas HaKodesh Machsharte. That's a din that we mentioned earlier, that a person's Chibas HaKodesh causes it to be Huchshar L'Kabal Tumah, even without the Shiva Mashkin going on the Oichel. Tosfos over there in Chulin, Daf Lamed Vav, and the Tosfos Ritim Sochem Daf Chof both ask on Rashi, why is it that you need the rule of Chibas HaKodesh to be machshir this mincha? Since you hold that we're talking about a case where Shemen went on part of the mincha, why don't we use the rule called Tziruf Kli to say that since the Shemen touched part of the mincha, it's mitzaref the entire mincha, and it's now going to be machshir the whole mincha? And Tosfos has a reason why the principle of Chibas HaKodesh would not be necessarily negeya. He says that Chibas HaKodesh is only where it's niskadish b'kli sharis, and therefore you still need the hechsher of the Shiva Mashkin. Yet you have that hechsher because it's Tziruf Kli. The Tosfos Rosh explains, Bedas Rashi, that Rashi is not happy with that pshat, because Rashi holds that the din of Tziruf Kli was said only legabe tuma and not legabe hechsher. Now there's one hesber that we could say in the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, which is based on a very fundamental discussion that we had already in this series in Psachim and Daf Tes Zayin concerning the din of Hechsher Oichel Lekabel Tumah. We mentioned then that there seems to be Machlekes Rishonim how to understand what the Geder of Hechsher Oichel Lekabel Tumah is. According to the Chinuch, based on the Gemara in Chulin and Rashi in Chumash as well, the din of Hechsher is a halacha that gives the Oichel a Shem Oichel. It's like, to put it in the Lashon of the Gemara in Chulin, the Gemar Malacha of the Oichel. Just like a Tanner, until you do a Gemar Malacha, it's not Mekabel Tumah because it's not considered complete. So too, Peres, Shaloi Huchshu, is Ketaner, Shaloi Nigmar Malachtan Dami. And the Chinuch even adds a Tam. He says that the Derech of people before partaking of Peres, they usually wash it off. So since the Derech is to wash it off first, it's not considered a complete Oichel until you complete that process. Of course, this is only a Tam because you don't necessarily wash things off with all of the Shiva Mashkin, and you don't have to wash off the entire pri. But you do see from the way that he learns that that is the Geder. The Ramban al HaTorah, on the other hand, seems to understand that the Din Hechsher is halacha in the Kabbalah's Tumah, not in the Shem Oichel. The Ramban's Tam is actually something that's focused on Tumah. He says that the Derech of Shratzim and other things that bring about Tumah is that they're attracted to things that have lichluch. And when you have moisture, that makes the peiros more meluchluch, more soiled, and that's what attracts the dvarim hametamim. So again, even though he's only saying a tam ledavar, but you certainly see that the idea of hechsher has got nothing to do with giving it a shem oichel, rather it has to do with making it more susceptible to tumah. And we mentioned then that perhaps it's a machloikis in the Gemara itself, because the Gemara over there in Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, has a machloikis if there's a din yad le'inyan hechsher or not. Legabei tumah, there's something called the yad, which means, like, for example, the stalk that the tvuah grows from. If you touch the stalk, so then the tvuah will become tummy. It's a yad le'tumah. The question is, do you say the same thing le'inyan hechsher? If the yad is hechsher, does the tvuah become hechsher le'kabel tumah? And the Gemara explains that the machlokes is whether hechsher is tchilas tumah or not. Do we consider hechsher tchilas tumah? Now, if hechsher is a function of making it more susceptible to be mekabel tumah, like the Ramban understands, then we can at least understand why the Gemara would say that hechsher is like tchilas tumah, because it's the first step in making it become tummy. Masha'en kein, if hechsher is a function of being goymer the food, making it get a shem oichel, nobody would call being goymer the malacha of a tanner as being tchilas tumah. It's what makes it into a tanner, but it's not tchilas tumah. So similarly, we could explain the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the same light. Because it could be that just like Tziruf Kli helps Le'inyan Tumah, it's a rule in Hilchas Tumah, so too Tosfos holds that it's a halacha in Hechsher, which is Tchilas Tumah. But that's only if you understand that the halacha of Hechsher is a din in Tumah. So just like Tumah has dinim like Tziruf Kli, Hechsher could also have such dinim. Masha'en kein, if you understand the din of Hechsher, it's what makes it into an Oichel, then there's no reason to say that Ayidei Tziruf Kli, when one Oichel became Nigmar Malachtoi, then the other Oichel should also be considered Nigmar Malachtoi. And then it would come out that Rashi is Lashitasi, because we already mentioned that Rashi in Chumash explains, like the Chinuch, that the din of Hechsher is Halacha in Gemar Malacha of the Pri. So that's certainly one way to understand the Machloikas Rashi and Tosfos. However, we're going to give a different Hesber, allowing everybody to hold, like Rashi, that the Halacha of Hechsher is what gives it the Shem Oichel. And yet, there's still a very basic, fundamental Machloikas, how to understand the din of Tziruf Kli, which is what lies behind this Machloikas Rashi and Tosfos. But first, let's mention two other interesting Rashis. One thing that's Mavur from Rashi over here is that the din of Tziruf Kli is only said if all the chtiches were inside the kli at the time that the tumah came and touched one of them. If, however, tumah came and touched one chaticha, and then afterwards you put another chaticha into the kli, that chaticha does not become tameh. The Turi Evan is chaylik on this nekuda. The Turi Evan argues and he says that it's not true. Even if the one chaticha would become tameh, and then later you would be mitzarif to it another chaticha inside the same kli, that chaticha would become tameh as well. What's the hesber in that machloikis? A third question. Rashi in Psachim Daf Yutes Amud Aleph is mavur, that even if the pieces are not touching each other, we still say the din of Tziruf Kli. That's a lashon of Rashi over there in Dibur HaMaschil, HaKli Mitzarev Masha B'Soicha. He says, Ve'ein Noigin Zeh B'Zeh. Different pieces of Oichel Kodesh is inside the same Kli, and they don't touch each other. V'Naga Tamei Ba'Oichel and Sheberoish Echad, U'B'Kli Loi Naga. The halacha is that the Kli is Mitzarefid, and everything else becomes Tamei. However, Tosfos, in Chulin Daf Chav Dalet Rebeis Dibur HaMaschil HaTaira, says that the din of Tziruf Kli would require that all the pieces are touching each other. And what is the Hesber in that machloikis? So now we have three machloiksin. Two are machloiksin between Rashi and Tosfos, and one is Rashi versus the Turi Evan, who's mechiach his shita with kama echachis. The first shaila is, do we say Tziruf Kli le'inyan the din of Hechsher? The second is whether we say the din of Tziruf Kli dafka, if the chatichas were inside the Kli at the time that the Tumah came and was metame one of the chatichas? And the third is whether they have to be touching each other. How can we be masber these machloiksim? So it would appear that the machloiksim are all dependent on each other, and Rashi is lishitasi in all three. And that is based on a very fundamental question that we could ask legabe the din of Tziruf Kli. When we say that there is a bunch of oichel in one Kli, like a kaf achas asor zov malei ketoiris, and when you touch one particle, the rest of them become tummy, there are two ways to understand how that works. One way is to understand that Tziruf Kli makes us view every single particle as if it is part of one unit. Just like we know that when you have a lot of liquid and you put it into a Kli, we view the entire body as one metzias because it's connected. So too, if you put a bunch of particles of kemach into one kli. The Torah says that we view this group of kemach as if it's one chaticha. It's mitzarefet lias achas, that means in mitzias we view everything as being one unified whole. The other way to understand is that it's really a halacha in Hilchas Tumah V'Taira. It's not that the Torah is telling us to actually view all the chatichas as if they're one mitzias. Rather, it's a rule about the kli's koyach to transfer the tumah from one end of itself to another. So anything inside this kli in din is ki'ilu it's achas, because the kli says that whatever you do to oichel that's on this side of the kli will affect oichel on the other side of the kli. The kli is mitzarif in Hilchas Tumah. Similar to the halacha of a kli cheres, that tumah is transferred if you touch the inside of the kli. It's metame anything that's inside the avir of the kli. So too, even a non-kli cheres, a kli shetef, there is this rule by kachim that it's mitzarif everything that's inside of it to have one din legabe Hilchas Tumah V'Taira. So our first side is that it's mitzarif the cheftza becomes like one. And our second side is that the cheftza doesn't become one, it's just that the kli transfers the tumah. Now it would make a lot of sense to say that the machloikis Rashi and Tosfos ligabi whether the chtichas have to touch each other is dependent on this shaila. Tosfos in Chulin we says that they have to touch each other. Why would Tosfos say they have to touch each other? It could be that Tosfos understands that the din of tziruv kli is what allows us to see everything as one big cheftza, like our mushel with a body of water. Everybody who sees flour together in one kli sees a kli full of flour. You don't relate to it as separate particles. But if you have separate chatichas that are not touching each other, how could you say that you view those chatichas as one mitzias? So if the kli has to be mitzarif, the cheftza, to become one cheftza, then it would stand to reason that they have to be touching each other. However, Rashi understands that it's halacha in the tumah. The kli transfers the tumah to whatever is inside of it. So then the chatichas, of course, don't have to be touching each other. And this would explain the machlokes between Rashi and the Turi Evin regarding whether the chatichas all have to be inside the kli at the time of the Kabbalah's tumah or not. If you understand that what tziruv kli does is makes it become one cheftza, so if you have one cheftza that's already tummy, and then you add to it something else, and the din of tziruv kli says that that new addition becomes a chelik of the first cheftza, so it just became bigger, but that cheftza is tummy. You became part of a cheftza that's tummy, you will become tummy. Just like anything that becomes tummy and you add to it, if you add something to a kli, since the kli is already tummy, this becomes a chelik of it, becomes tuffel to the kli, it becomes tummy as well. However, if it's a halacha in transferring the tumah, that when something becomes tummy, the kli says now other things that are inside the kli also receive that tumah, it could be that it's only halacha if they're there, b'shas, the Kabbalah's tumah. Because remember, it gets the same level of tumah as the first chaticha. So it's not as if we could say that the first chaticha is metami the second chaticha. It's rather halacha called tziruv kli, which allows us to see the tumah as it touches one chaticha as affecting anything that's inside the kli. Then it would have to be there, b'shas maisa. So lefize, we could explain the first machlokes Rashi and Tosfos as well. Even if everybody holds that hechsher is something that gives it a din of gemar melacha, nevertheless, Tosfos l'shitasim could say that still the entire group has a halacha of one cheftza. So if you're machshir part of it to mekabel tumah, then it affects the entire mitzias because it's really one. Masha'en Kein Rashi holds that tziruv kli doesn't do that. It doesn't become one cheftza. It's only a rule in one chaticha becoming tameh, and then anything that's in the kli becomes tameh at the same time. But legabi hechsher, you can't say that if you're machshir one chaticha, the other chaticha is considered like it's nigmar melachtei. It's not like it's one mitzias. Memela Rashi, l'shitasei, argues and toises there as well.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.